The template, a holonomic model of transcendence. Actualization. The first ceremonial fractal within this holonomic phase of actualization, the source ceremony, is concerned with the reconnection, without censorship or mediation, with the benevolent source of our creation. This is achieved through the translation of source intelligence introduced energetically via the five circuits reconnected in the source ceremony. The erroneous definition of God source, instigated by archetypal inserts parading as deified entities, is the most fundamental and powerful manipulation of consciousness in the history of the human race. It is through these religious structures that our most empowering connection has been short-circuited, our direct communion with the benevolent source of our creation. This has been possible due to the disconnection of circuits of electromagnetic source intelligence that would otherwise draw us into the cosmic embrace. Through the reconnection of these circuits, our innate knowledge of source will unfold through the progressive revelation of our own individual omniscience. As a race, we have reached a point at which we can awaken to the magnitude of the truth of our origins and the predicament in which we find ourselves. To let go of the fear, shame, and guilt-based philosophies that have been imposed upon our definition of ourselves and the source God of our creation. Even within the New Age spiritual movement, we have brought the residual consequences of the religious indoctrination that has predominated our history and continues to riddle our fear-based consensus field of reference, on which our most primal decision-making processes rely. Seeing the erroneous structures of our present-day orthodox religions and our guilty resonance with the devastation perpetrated by the Western world, we turn to ethnocentric models, not realizing that there is not one corner of this reality that is free of the manipulation of consciousness. Were you to investigate a primal tribe deep in the jungles of the untouched world, you would find its social and spiritual structures dominated by the fear and guilt-based patriarch ideology. The fear-based dualistic frequency field of the present paradigm continues to find a mirror resonance biochemically within the neurotransmitters in the human brain and the mutant state of the endocrine system that supports their manufacture. We are in the grip of a transitional phase of awakening. In order to overcome the narcotic-like denial state that has led to our pathological obedience, we must look to our biochemical informational signals that set in motion the response patterns of our subconscious cooperation with the mortal consensus. We cannot be sentimental about the behavior-modifying archetypes that have been cast in the soap opera of our false history. Nor can we leave behind those prescribed and regurgitated philosophies only to adopt another. Spiritually, it is time to mature into an autonomous relationship with the benevolence of our creation without the censorship of religious mediation. Concepts instigated by the loudest voice that could carry down the corridors of time, spoken by predominant alpha males and celibate priests whose self-propagating philosophies have been structured to suppress human passions and natural impulses, shame and guilt programs that manipulate and control our behavior and ensure our cooperation with the patriarch-dominant paradigm. A paradigm that continues to manifest in the New Age movement as various forms of thinly veiled, male-dominated, hierarchical structures. In the third phase of the template model, the actualization, the fourth and fifth ceremonies are concerned with circuitry reconnection into the deepest strata of the human infrastructure. In this phase, the integration and synthesis of the 12 circuits of original innocence, the activation and integration of the 13th circuit and the 7 circuits within the pranic mechanism begin to crystallize, to form a quintessential identity platform on which to withstand the magnitude of the body of omniscient knowledge inherent within the original soul covenant that is the human matrix. These source circuits connect into the heart of the electromagnetic holography that is the foundation of the human blueprint. Once connected, these circuits energetically dissolve the shame and guilt-based construct of the predominant ideology, entrenched by the religious definition of source that reigns supreme within the archetypal arena of the human psyche, and replaces these erroneous definitions with the energetic truth of creation, a truth encoded into the alchemical components of the natural world. It is the literal unpacking of the energetic nature of source consciousness present within the male and female potencies of the electromagnetism delivered by circuitry reconnection that downloads the creation mandate. Pure information delivered straight from source, bypassing the mediation of entities attempting to translate source intelligence through disconnected, genetically modified instruments that do not have the iconic reference points to do so. It is within the creation mandate made manifest as a human entity that the benevolent source of creation reveals itself as the eye that sees, the ear that hears, the hands that touch, and the heart that feels. This mandate made manifest is the sacred template of the original human blueprint. This time on Earth, only a fractal of the true human potential is represented in the human race. In the entire manifestation of the original blueprint, the human is capable of experiencing any time or energy level in the universe. This transcendent human governs itself autonomously and functions in complete harmony with all forms of life and in total symbiotic resonance with the evolutionary light code of its solar system, responding in full conscious communion with even the softest of whispers carried on the solar winds, and with every photonic nuance held in a ray of light. The original human was created as an ambassador of source, to represent within the grace and beauty of its physical form, the compassionate ability of its emotional range, and the omniscient knowledge of its genius mind, a fractal image of its creator. This potency still exists within the soul covenant, holographically present within every DNA, and the memory matrix held within the cerebral cortex that is the temple of remembrance. In this way, the human body is the sacred chalice of the source made manifest. You are your body. Your body is the physical matrix of your divine intelligence. As that omniscient awareness expands through the download of natural divine knowledge via the electromagnetic delivery system of circuitry, your physical matrix alters accordingly. With the acceleration of source intelligence infiltrating the heart-body-mind system, the computational capabilities upgrade exponentially to accommodate more and more circuitry, more and more source intelligence, in a spiral of ever-expanding conscious evolution. This electromagnetic data feed introduced via circuitry originates from the core fractal of the universal mechanism of holography and is distilled within the personal unified field of human computational awareness. Not to create a new field of reference, but to resurrect and reinforce the original matrix of source awareness that energetically births this and all forms of conscious life into being. When reintroduced into the human energy field, its very existence as a creative force is more than enough to dismantle the present fallacious structures entrenched within the human psyche. The vibrational frequency of shame and guilt and the deep sense of spiritual betrayal and abandonment instigated by the false definitions of Source God that exist within all religious indoctrination creates its own body chemistry. The subjugation of the spirit experienced as a result of separation from creation creates a collection of biosignaling components that together create the death hormone. One of the definitions found in any traditional English dictionary for religious is God-fearing. Religious archetypes instill primal reference points that do not only dictate our mental belief systems and our emotional response patterns. They also determine the ratio of neurochemical transmitters that set in motion the bioinformational signals that trigger the deterioration of the endocrine system and the superstructure it supports. The impact of our disconnection from the holographic continuum via the disruption of our source circuits manifests as a paranoid self-revulsion. On a larger scale than the neurosis that forms within a child that blames itself for parental betrayal and abandonment, whether it be emotional, physical, or mental. This predicament creates its own chemistry, a chemistry that literally responds to what we feel and think about ourselves, our world, and the source of our creation. A chemistry that biologically entrains humanity to accept without reservation their brief mortal span of life, believing this to be the natural state. In the genesis of our spiritual belief systems, the definition of source and the archetypal galvanization of that definition is the cornerstone of our enslavement to the dualistic paradigm and its mortal confinement. Physical death is the loss of the creation pulse emanating from the heart of the cosmos. This pulse is on a path of dissolution with every breath taken, as our communion is not reciprocal with Source due to disconnection of source circuitry. Simple re-entry into the continuum via circuitry reconnection will initiate a new direction towards the never-ending spiral of conscious evolution that is our true inheritance. Planetary intruder, a stolen race, and the portal of 2012. When next you find yourself staring at the night sky, consider the raw and elemental world of the ancient Mesoamerican shaman astrologers. Those visionary calendar priests with their feet firmly planted on an earth free of chemical pollution, gazing into a night sky free of the hindrance of air traffic and city lights. Their appreciation for the evolutionary relevance of the empirical language of transformation spelled out in the grand crosses and alignments that danced across their night skies drove them to transcend their personal needs and fears, to leave behind all that was safe and leap empty-handed into the abyss of the unknown. To journey to the center of the galaxy, to retrieve the mysteries of time that would explain the implicit order of the cosmos, for the benefit not only of their own communities, but for the human race far into the future. Without the gift of their knowledge passed down through the integrity of their ancestral lineage and artifacts, translated by the shaman anthropologists of today, would we be consciously aware of the portal of opportunity that is even now dilating in readiness for the rebirth that culminates at the end of their calendars? As we look back in awe, so they looked forward to this, our time, for we live now in the time of prophecy. Not a fear and guilt-driven biblical prophecy of atonement and salvation, or an ambiguous New Age prophecy of deliverance from the dark forces, but a prophecy written in the empirical language of the stars and planets that speak of a coming synchronization point that will open the portals of time. A prophecy not of the end, but the beginning. This transformative era of conscious human evolution is drawing to a natural point of culmination, a phase that takes place at the closing of a cycle and can be perceived as degenerative, but is simply the darkness of the womb that births the new. These cycles are momentous waves of potential that begin and end to instigate movement in time and thus growth. To harness this transformative energy, we must look beyond the trappings of our everyday lives. We must look to our sun, to our solar system. Those ancient sky watchers understood through the very rising of the solstice sun that radiating from the galactic center was the supreme organizing principle of creation. This living mandate is translated through the evolutionary symbiosis that is shared by all conscious entities within the heliocentric embrace of our sun's influence. Every breath, every thought, every day is infused with a mycelium of all-encompassing radiant intelligence from this, our paternal archetype, imprinting on our DNA with every ray of light a stream of source consciousness from the benevolent heart of creation. A message of light intelligence transmitted through the geomantic prism of its sentient body. Those shaman astrologers understood that the challenge for humanity was not merely to survive this time of transformation, but to birth through the individual and collective biocircuitry its potential into a manifest ecology, a new model of existence, a new paradigm. Those sky watchers ached to be incarnate in these days of culmination, poised before the ultimate human challenge of total transformation of not only ourselves, but our world, our solar system. To be incarnate at such a time. But did they know how hard it would be? How much courage it would take to awaken from the narcotic density of frequency that is being laid over our world? A convincing illusion that renders us pathologically obedient to its insane political, religious, and social structures? They may not have known of the sophistication of consciousness manipulation that has evolved through time in this dimension, but they did know we would succeed. Their shamans saw the future rise phoenix-like as the solstice sun of 2012, with the grand celestial procession of planets and stars lining up with the center of the galaxy, to obliterate the illusions of duality in one true moment of time and space, to recalibrate with the conscious cooperation of human cosmic comprehension a new measure of existence. In the light of this prophecy, are we to betray our ancestors by concerning ourselves with shallow dreams of happiness, with the hallmark version of a bells and smells spirituality that serves as a harbor of false calm in a sea of our present global insanity? Are we to passively accept the false time-space frequency that governs our deepest bioinformational programs, convincing us of a mortally defined parameter in which to organize our short existence? There are countless programs that have been instilled within the mass consciousness of humanity through its archetypal belief systems and through the manipulation of a false history and an erroneous definition of God's source. However, the entire memory of the true human genesis is intact and exists within its entirety in the cerebral cortex, the temple of remembrance. Truly, we cannot be lied to, for we are the truth. Solar symbiosis. As the discoveries of the new science, the higher physics of creation, allows us to embrace our fractal identities within the hyper-holographic nature of all creation, we begin to see the intrinsic importance of every nuance of celestial influence within our solar system. To appreciate on a deeper level the symbiotic resonance that defines us as individualized aspects of one unified body of divine consciousness. The present perversion and retardation of humanity's spiritual evolution that we witness as wars, genocide, and endless human suffering could not be stabilized if the true holographic symbiosis of the original solar system were in place. However, it is not in place. Neither could this travesty continue were we circling our sun in the orbit dictated by the requirements of the evolutionary mandate encoded in the human soul matrix and the supreme organizing principle transmitted by a galactic center. But we are not in this original orbit of our sun. Just as our brain chemistry can be rearranged by the addition of a substance outside of its usual neurochemical composition, an addition that disturbs the existing ratio within the brain chemistry, leading to an altered brain wave frequency that finds resonance with an altered reality we call a hallucination. The introduction of a foreign celestial presence into the planetary ratio of our solar system will have the same effect on a gargantuan scale. This planetary intruder into our solar system exists, and we call it our moon. During the many excavations to the moon, scientists found its orbit and tidal evolution incomprehensible. The strange and high elemental content of the surface rocks made it clear that it was not a part of Earth. This satellite that only shows us one face does indeed have a dark side. The moon's orbit lies so close to the Earth's orbit around the sun to overshadow its influence and thus disturb the informational transmission of solar light and our ability to translate and utilize it. So large and so massive is its body in relation to the planet it circles, the scientist Isaac Asimov commented, By all cosmic laws, she should not be circling the Earth. Among the scientific community, there is no consensus regarding the origin of the moon. The collapse of the theory that the moon was a part of the Earth led to the growing popularity of what became termed as the capture theory. However, this hypothesis has been refuted by the orbit of the moon. For the moon to have approached the Earth at just the right angle and speed, to be caught gravitationally and hooked into orbit in a permanent satellite union, is virtually impossible. Particularly as its orbit is circular rather than the elongated elliptical orbit that would have been produced by a gravitational capture. Two senior scientists at the Soviet Academy of Sciences proposed an alternative theory which was published in Sputnik magazine. They said, "The moon is not a natural satellite of Earth, but a huge, hollowed-out planetoid fashioned by some highly advanced, technologically sophisticated civilization into an artificial inside-out world, which was steered into orbit around Earth eons ago." They go on to say, "Abandoning the traditional paths of common sense, we have plunged into what may at first sight seem to be unbridled and irresponsible fantasy. But the more minutely we go into all the information gathered by man about the moon, the more we are convinced that there is not a single fact to rule out our supposition. Not only that, but many things so far considered to be lunar enigmas are explained in the light of this new hypothesis." There was a capture. However, the planet captured was Earth. Earth was, from that time, placed under a governing magnetic field that dominated every natural function of every life form within its ecosystem, arrogantly rearranging the dynamics of our relationship with light itself. The cold corpse of this moon steals the light of the sun to invade the sanctuary of night with a neon glare that disturbs the pineal's ability to create the brain chemistry that would allow for the natural alpha states of meditation, allowing us to enter into celestial communion. Intellectually, you may think that this knowledge of the moon is difficult, if not impossible, to accept. However, your emotional and physical body may find their own resonance with this information. And you may find yourself experiencing a deep relief as the primal resonance within the cerebral cortex stirs within the temple of your remembrance. The alien race that steered this planetoid satellite into our orbit is the Anunnaki race referred to in the Sumerian tablets. Those spoken of as the sky gods that came down from the moon. Contrary to a theory that this was done to assist Earth and her inhabitants, this race understood that to capture and control the inhabitants of Earth, a large-scale, all-encompassing management system would be required, a system on a planetary scale. This race was also highly skilled in the area of genetic modification. The intervention theory of Genesis that has surfaced from some of the reports on the translation of the Sumerian texts in relation to this race would have us believe that they came to our planet to improve and advance our civilization. That indeed, they achieved this by splicing our inferior genes with their own. One report by an eminent anthropologist would have us believe that the original entity found by the Anunnaki on which to experiment was a hairy ape-like beast. This is very far from the truth. it will be our discovery of the true nature of our genetic ancestry and our celestial soul seeding that will rebirth the solar encoded race that we were originally created to be. The original innocence of our root race positioned the love frequency as the central cohesive power of our culture. In this sense, we were and still are a more advanced race than our technologically skilled captors. Our complete resonance with the frequency of creation allowed us an organic technology that manifested in living structures of light and good intent. Homes built not for shelter or separation from the environment, but molecularly intelligent structures that complemented the environment and rejuvenated body, mind, and spirit. For in that time-space zone we inhabited, nothing that owed its existence to the subjugation of the male or female potencies of creation could maintain its molecular structure. Unlike the patriarch-dominated cement empires installed by our captors. There was no farming, no agriculture, no raising of entities kept in captivity to await the day of their slaughter and consumption, for our race was pranayamic. There was no question of survival as we played within the unified field and rode upon the waves of ascending currents of life force that ebbed and flowed with the rising and setting of the sun. We did not know need. Our very existence and our technology were based upon our ability to translate light and thus maintain the integrity of our primordial soul resonance with our sun's consciousness and thus with the supreme organizing principle of the galactic core transmissions for which this star is the prime medium. This intelligence flow from Hunab Ku, from galactic center, originates from the heart of the cosmic hyperhologram, from the benevolent heart of creation. Thus, our communion with the sun was our connection to source. Through this sacred umbilical cord of consciousness, we embodied, through the grace and beauty of our physical form, the compassionate ability of our emotional range, and the omniscient knowledge of a genius mind, a fractal image of our Creator. The present mortal paradigm experienced by humanity at this time in this dimension is in most part due to our deficient morphic resonance with the solar system and by our inability to translate light. The transmission of light information emanating from our sun spells out the immortal mandate. In the natural state of our original creation, we experience a primordial soul resonance with the sun's consciousness. We are a solar race locked in a lunar reality. At this time, planet Earth is trapped in a frequency band of extreme oscillation of magnetic influence that is disturbing the natural solar equilibrium, the subconscious matrix of archetypal reference, and our ability to embrace the full spectrum of the source intelligence transmitted by the sun. The sun represents to our psyche the most comprehensive monadic configuration that triggers the geometric soul covenant and imbues our physical matrix with the immortal frequency. This lack of solar resonance is being stabilized by our planetoid satellite moon. This synthetic influence is triggering a chemical imbalance in the human brain, creating a narcotic dream state in which we are experiencing a continual disempowerment as we play out our fear, shame, and guilt scenarios. As the moon's magnetic field overshadows the immortal harmonic of the sun's transmission, the disturbance within the translation of light manifests as a chemical imbalance. In females, this creates a hypermenstrual condition that weakens her libido and creative power, a condition that upholds the patriarchal tyranny of this dimension. due to the mutant space-time continuum of the present frequency zone. Humanity is tied into a cycle of degeneration with the passing of each year as the Earth circles the Sun. The Sun, the giver of life, instead counts off these increments of time that define our journey towards the grave. In this way, the Sun has become the hourglass of death. The collective challenge that is now upon us is to greet the coming portal of transformational opportunity in a state of hypersensitivity to the creation mandate of light. Our ability to comprehend within our psyche the primary seed of creation, the monad, represented in Earth's solar system as the Sun, will be redefined. The Sun will be reinstated as the mediator of prime intelligence between ourselves and galactic consciousness. The collective synchronicity required to achieve this human responsibility will be experienced through the reconnection of biocircuitry that renders the human electromagnetic field resonant with the quantum electrodynamic transmission emanating from our Sun, our galaxy, and ultimately from the benevolent heart of creation. This resonance is held within the original genetic blueprint embedded in the human matrix. The resurrection of this genetic material will be more than enough to reorder the cosmic design of our symbiotic relationship with our solar system. This challenging responsibility is intrinsically and phenomenally addressed in the Temple of Time ceremony. In the Temple of Time ceremony, seven circuits relating to the six planets, Earth, Venus, Mercury, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn, and our Sun star are reconnected. With the reconnection of these circuits, the electromagnetic data flow of each celestial body is reinstated as an energetic coordinate within the incarnate human presence. The living archetype of that celestial body that exists beyond erroneous historical data and lunar influence becomes a true astrological imprint within the human psyche and our perception of space-time. A perception that will not only be intellectually understood, but tangibly transmitted through our upgraded electromagnetic presence as we become the map and the calendar. As the data flow of the entire solar system is reinstated as an energetic conscious coordinate within our incarnate body presence, the frequency of creation breaks the barriers set in place by the lunar influence. Each of us awakens as an omni-sentient cognizant entity, not only aware of our symbiosis within the embrace of earthly, solar, and galactic holography, but also as a portal of time and space through which the benevolence of creation may play upon us as instruments of light and love. As we upgrade our cosmic comprehension through the reconnection of vital biocircuits, the collective and unified field of our altered electromagnetic transmissions will send out a signal, a call to cosmic order. In the actualization phase of the template model, the five source circuits of the source ceremony and the seven circuits of solar symbiosis in the Temple of Time ceremony are concerned with the reintroduction of the energetic nature of source intelligence that will re-implicate the human energy field into the governing mechanism of the benevolence of creation and allow the pure unspoken language of light intelligence to open to you within you, activating the light body matrix that is the holonomic library of the living truth of your quintessential identity, existing beyond the reach of any form of influence or manipulation. It is not enough to be informed of the false teachings of our history and ancestry. In order to override the deep indoctrination of this erroneous programming, we must build tangibly within the body an energetic circuit board that will contain a synthesis of the electromagnetic data flow of the omniscient knowledge that defines the true transcendental human. As the source circuits of the first fractal of the actualization phase puts in place the data feeding circuits of prime consciousness that through resonance decodes the memory matrix of the original human blueprint, a deep healing occurs as fear is diminished by the comfort of the cosmic embrace. On this newly fortified identity platform, the truth of human origins, the cataclysmic disturbance in our solar system, and the deviation of our evolutionary symbiotic relationship with the creative mandate transmitted from galactic center can be integrated via the seven circuits of the Temple of Time. This, the second ceremonial fractal of the holonomic actualization phase, is concerned with the restoration of resonance within the space-time coordinate of the incarnate body presence, with the living, true archetypes of seven planets in our solar system, including Earth and the Sun. By restoring the energetic pattern of electromagnetic celestial influence that forms the infrastructure of our evolutionary symbiosis with the creative directive, the truth of our origins tells its own story wordlessly, beyond the guile of false historic inserts and the manipulation of erroneous religious indoctrination. This reconnection to the solar system draws the heart-body-mind system into a zone of deep Earth consciousness, as we remember Earth as heaven. As fractals of a holonomic symbiosis that governs conscious evolution within this corner of the galaxy, our destiny and the future of our mother planet is choreographed by the heliocentric embrace of our sun's geometric light pulsations. We are a solar race. To reunify with the synchronomic force that governs the divine mechanisms of creation, we must regain our original orbit of our sun and reinstate the true ratio of celestial influence coded into the pre-cataclysmic cosmogenesis of the solar system. The sun and its light intelligence is the emissary of the benevolence of our creation. We will enjoy the true meaning of Source God through our ability to download and translate the light information from our sun within the alembic crucible of our incarnate body presence. Through the consensus transmission of this divine awareness, we will awaken, through resonance, our planet Earth's memory of her true dimensional nature held within her crystalline heart. For this is what it means to be human. We and the Earth are one. The planetary alignment of winter solstice 2012 is the portal through which the core density of the galactic photon wave will pass through our neighborhood, searching for world bridges, fully reconnected units of biocircuitry able to receive and transmit light. The magnetic cooperation of this planetary alignment is an opportunity to override the cosmic disorder within our solar system that is stabilizing the perverted spatial timing frequency of Earth's present dualistic dimension. The alignment of the solstice sun of 2012 with the center of the galaxy is the eye of the magnetic storm of realignment that will restore the symbiotic evolutionary order of our original solar system. Human conscious cooperation is essential. As humans, our part in this grand realignment is to resurrect our ability to function as complete units of biocircuitry capable of translating the creation mandate of light information and embodying the energetic nature of the true cosmic order by reconnecting circuitry. Thus, we express our soul's covenant through our physical beings, becoming the template of light, love, and life eternal. We must awaken to the totality of the human predicament and the truth of what is now manifesting on our Earth. Our destiny and the future of our mother planet depend upon it. Those on Earth at this time are the survivors of the solar system. Each planet of that system is represented in the human race. There will come a time when we no longer war against each other, but live in peaceful and cooperative harmony, as one solar community, unified through that which binds us all together, the light of our sun. We are not dust to dust. We are light, returning to light. In our present mutant state, there is no reference point within our psyche for the infinite. As we stare into the starry night, we try to imagine eternity. Our pulse quickens. We reach for a part of ourselves that might understand a holographic identity, the starlight evoking a distant memory of a world beyond the walls of our homes, the streets of our cities, the pain of being human. In the starry heavens, we feel the possibility of deliverance from the brutality, the genocide, the suffering. In the celestial cathedral night, a fragment of ourselves, awash in the reservoir of pleasure and casual desire, is free. We must now breathe ourselves into this starry identity, spinning the wheels of light through our circuits that connect us to the stars, the planets, the rainbow spheres of light that are everywhere. Our wings are held within the lightship that is the Merkaba that surrounds us. As this chariot of light is resurrected, the starry orchestra of night is no longer interpreted through historically gathered data as ambiguous astrological propensities. The night no longer holds a little death of sleep, as instead we sink through the fiery gates of the setting sun to enter the indigo heavens in alpha states of deep meditational communion. No longer looking up to the stars, we play among them. The human soul covenant contains a holonomic symbiotic code in which the human design is the sensory organ for planetary ascension, as Earth is the sensory organ for human ascension. As this code is reactivated and integrated through the acceleration of electromagnetic input via circuitry reconnection, the human becomes light sensitive, able to join in the galactic conversation as every celestial nuance is understood within the occipital receptor at the head of the spinal column. Every stellar transmission embraced as the stars and planets shift their perceptions and realign their relationship to the galactic core. Concentric spheres of cosmic comprehension ripple through the heavens, registering in the shifting sands upon the shores of human consciousness. A holographic celebration of celestial evolution that murmurs, then whispers, then sings throughout the universe. The awakening has begun, and it all begins with you.